Institute. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. So much to talk about. there's so much going on in the world of agriculture, it's not even funny. But first, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area, which is all of western Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and most of the eastern Texas Panhandle. Also, 65 degrees or 62 degrees at Boise City, 61 at Slapout, 68 at Lahoma, 72 at Fairview, 76 at Putnam, 70 degrees at Cheyenne, home of their secret weapon, 75 degrees at Hollis, 76 at Hobart, out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 65 at Lipscomb, 69 at Dozer, 78 degrees at Odell. Enjoy today, folks. Today is supposed to be, according to what I see on both of my forecast apps, today is going to be the warmest day for the next 15 days. And as our rain chances look like they're going up and up more all the time. So keep your fingers crossed and say a good word up above, and hopefully we'll get what they're predicting now. They're saying here in Elk City, I seen on the map, on the mezzanette, up to 2 inches. Bring it on. We could use it. A lot of people will be happy. They're doing something new. Kevin's doing a really good job of it here that works in the studio with us. We're doing something new, and looks like it's going to be really fun and really cool. So anytime after my show, you can actually go to YouTube and go to KECOFM 96.5. I think you got to put the point in there. It doesn't matter. You'll get there, and then it'll break it up. All of our shows that we do live here now are going to be on YouTube. So that's pretty cool. So you can actually just go there. And if you want to, you can still go to Facebook, KECOFM Facebook page, and also KECOFM.com to see previous recordings of my show. And everything's pretty cool. And we are live on 100.1. KWFX out of Woodward and 96.5 KECO here out of Elk City. And the show is also live on KECOFM.com. And what else? Our free app, our Paragon Communications app. You can listen to it live only on that app. And there's something else at KWFX that I can't remember. Hopefully Brett's listening. He'll text me and tell me. There's all kinds of too much stuff going on, too much communicating going on here for me. How's that? So, lots to do today. And first of all, the New Penny News is out. And I wanted to share a couple things with you on the New Penny News. So I was looking through the Atwoods app, and, you know, it says the buy of the week is the popcorn. It's good. I buy one, get one free for the Sweet Chaos popcorn, and that's good. But, you know, as farmers and ranchers or mechanics or guys that do it yourself, we like other stuff. I did see something that caught my eye, and one of them, sorry, I dropped a page here because it's on that page. There it is. Farmers and ranchers cannot have enough ratchet straps. So those 2-inch, 27-foot yellow ones that they sell at Atwoods with the double J hooks on them that are usually $12, they're $8.99. So go grab you 4, 6. It doesn't say a limit. So go grab you some. That's a really good price on them. And then also over here, you know what you need to do to your sprayer this time of the year? There's some 1-gallon RV antifreeze that's usually $3.29, they're at $2.99. There's some 2.5-gallon ones that are regularly $7.50, $7.49. They're now $6.99 for those 2.5-gallon ones. So I just seen those in there and thought I'd share that with you. Penny News is out. And on the front page of the Penny News, I actually got on their website and checked it out. the Bonham Area Farmers and Ranchers Consignment that's going on in Bonham, Texas, which if you don't know where that is, it's kind of south a little bit and back east of Durant, like between McKinney, Texas, and it's in Texas, but between Durant and McKinney. So you need to go spend a couple of days at the Lake Texoma. Might as well go to this sale. It's on November 1st. But what caught my attention in there, there's a 4960. It looks just like the one I got. And there's also a 4450 with front wheel assist. And actually, I think they got this backwards. The auction deal. So actually, it's a John Deere 7810 with front wheel assist. And then there's a John Deere 4450, just regular two wheel drive on there. So go check that out. It's on NorthTexasAuction.com. They got a lot of cool items in there. So check it out. I just wanted to throw that out there since it's on the front page of the Penny News. Also, what do we got here? Where is Jerry Nineapp? I wanted to read this because we all can relate with this, and we've talked about it 100 times on my show. I was talking to my sister this morning, Jerry said. She said they were weaning calves and working them. Then she proceeds to tell me that a few days ago, a cow that had they had penned with some others decided to charge her husband and daughter. She said, I don't know why this cow got so mad out of the blue. Well, maybe I should have reminded her that a cow is expensive. I told her no cussing today, only nice words, then be like me and my family always do. She said, we are working on that. There are so many stories that come out when a husband and wife work cattle together. Many times the wife walks back to the house before the job is finished, as we men tend to holler or expect you to read our mind. That's pretty good. So, yep. Okay, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Soybean and grain futures were higher overnight after reports showing Japan is preparing a trade package for the U.S. that involves buying soybeans and other products and on continued optimism about trade with China. Japan will allegedly offer to purchase U.S. soybeans and pick up trucks as part of the trade package, Rutgers reported, citing two sources familiar with the matter. I wanted to touch on this a little bit. I was talking to my landlord this morning, and he's a pretty wise guy, and always he's good with numbers. He's just good with something. We were talking about this deal because I read these reports about exports every week, and I haven't noticed the exports on soybeans in particular being down much. And I know these contracts are, you know, we're working on the 24, 25, 25, 26 contract deal, but Japan hasn't taken any from the U.S., or I'm sorry, China hasn't taken any from the U.S. in 3 months, but our exports seem like they're still up there pretty decent. And the price of soybeans compared to like when we grow too much corn or wheat or whatever, you know, the prices come way down. But the prices of soybeans are still up there, above $10 anyway. Actually, I hadn't looked at the cash price on them, but on the board, they're still up there. And the export rate hasn't gone down. And I was talking to a friend of mine over in eastern Oklahoma that does grow soybeans. And he said his soybean buyer has called him numerous times looking for soybeans because they can't even find enough soybeans to fill the barge at Tulsa to ship down to the Gulf for exporting. So I think the need for the soybeans still there. I'm sure in the countries like up in Iowa and stuff, they're probably more worried about storage and stuff like that. But he was talking about it. He said, this happens all the time. When you make too much of something like soybeans, wheat, cotton, corn, just whatever, milo, whatever, you make too much of it, obviously the price is going to come down because you got too much of it. So when you don't have enough of it, like when we have droughts or somebody switch crops, the price goes up. It was just a conversation him and I was having this morning. So I thought I'd share that with you. Also boosting prices overnight is continued optimism over trade talks with China. Trump said yesterday that he expects to reach an agreement with the Chinese president when the two meet on the sidelines. in South Korea next week. The meeting between the presidents of the world's two largest economies has been the subject of some speculation after Trump has said more than once it may not happen. Still, the meeting appears to be on, and Trump said yesterday he plans to talk to the Chinese president. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson and Trade Representative Jamison Greer are scheduled to meet with Chinese Vice Premier He La Pong, however you say that, on Friday. Soybean futures for November delivery was up 5¾ cents overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade to $10.55¾. Soy meal fell $1 to $2.89.20 a short ton, and soybean oil futures gained 0.74 cents to 50.81 cents a pound. Corn futures added $0.0015 to $4.24¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for December overnight gained 0.75 cents to $5.04½ a bushel, and Kansas City dropped 2 cents to $4.90½ a bushel. Today's Thursday, so I got your ethanol report for you. Productions in the 7 days that ended on October 17th averaged 1.112 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.074 a week earlier. In the Midwest, the largest producing region, output surged to 1.051 million barrels a day. And that's up about 25,000 barrels a day compared to the week before. Gulf Coast production jumped 30,000 barrels a day from 23,000. East Coast increased from 12,000 to 12,000 from 10. Rocky Mountain was steady at 10,000. West Coast was unchanged at 8,000 barrels a day. I didn't see. Yep, there we go. Ethanol inventories last week dropped to 21.9 million barrels. That's down from 22.62 million barrels the week before. Weather in our Farm Belt. Freeze warnings and frost advisory remain in effect for a large chunk of the Corn Belt stretching from northwest Kansas to the eastern seaboard, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in southern Nebraska was expected to fall to 28. That's Iowa, 26. So in central Iowa, central Illinois, 27 degrees. More chilly weather is on the way for central Illinois and Indiana, as another freeze warning will take effect tonight, late in tomorrow. And freeze warnings have also been issued overnight areas for parts of east central and southeastern Indiana. In the 15-day forecast that I seen on two different apps on my phone earlier, I didn't see none of that, but I did see some mid-40s, low 40s around here coming up. So let's get it done. All right, what else we got going on here? Oh, it's time for a break. Today's Thursday. What is it? Oh, it's the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day. Happy hour, actually. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be back in just a second with your Central Crop Care grain market update, current one. And then I'm a big fan of Corbin Wall. I just love to listen to him. He's straightforward. But his deal he come out with last night, I'm sure some of you have already heard it. But I'm going to share part of that with you when we come back from this break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000. And that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
To raise market-topping cattle, you need the cream of the crop. Black Hereford Ranch invites you to their 21st annual Fall Cream of the Crop Herd Bull and Female Sale. Saturday, October 25th at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma at their new time, 2:30 p.m. Or bid online at cci.live. Selling 70 deep, wide body, sound, good-looking 18 to 24-month-old herd bull candidates. They're good, beefy kind, tested, and ready to turn out. Also selling 20 of their very best spring-bred heifers. Hereford, Sim, Angus, Charlotte, Angus, Composite, and American Cross, the kind that'll produce market toppers. For sale information, videos, online catalog, and requests, visit blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0711. The Black Hereford Ranch Fall Cream of the Crop Herd Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, October 25th at their new time, 2:30 p.m. Join them at the ranch at Crawford, Oklahoma, or bid online at cci.live. Beef up your cattle operation with the cream of the crop at Crawford.
Luck is in the air this November at Lucky Star Casino. Saturdays are stacked with autumn riches. We're giving away over $200,000 in cash. The cash is falling only at Lucky Star Casino. Come and get your luck at Lucky Star Casino.
Come and get your luck. Ooh, yeah. Come and get your luck.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Canadian, Texas, it's 65 degrees. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update. Humidity's 48, dew point's 44. The winds are out of the west at a whopping 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 6. 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of October. 65 degrees is your 8-inch soil temperature. All right, let's check out. Let me update this little... see here. Come on, baby. There you go. Here's your Central Crop Care grain market update. December corn, 425, up 2 1/4. March, 438, up 3. Soybeans for November, 1042, up 7 1/4. January, 1059, up 9 1/4. Soybean meal, December, 291.10, up 1.10. January's 293.10, up $1 even. And soybean oil, December, 50.95, up 85. Hard red winter wheat, December, 4.99, up 11. March is 5.17, up 9 3/4. Live cattle, December, 241.62, up 180. February, 240.97, up 60. Feeders are down today. October or November is 362.72, down $1.50. January, 358.70. down 232, and lean hogs for December, 81.95, down 45 cents. Hey, I got a couple things I need to go over with you real quick before we get into Corbett Wall's recording. Tonight, at the Parties on Purpose at 1309 Airport Industrial Road, right here in Elk City, right there by the runway, on the east side there, the Canute FFA's labor auction. This meal will start at 6 p.m., the sale will follow. We will be starting with the seventh graders through the seniors and end with the baked goods and the Parties on Purpose, 1309 Industrial Road, Elk City, Oklahoma. Today, if you got any questions, call Mr. Connor at 580-821-6270. So be sure to go out and support your local FFA chapters. They do a lot that's important. It's important to the kids. Also coming up, this is from the Sayre Fire Department, Kyle Merrick, who we just put to rest last week. He was a 16-year veteran volunteer firefighter with the Sayre Fire Department, and his family have suffered an unimaginable loss with the passing of the their son, Colt, a lifelong resident of Sayre and dedicated teachers at Sayre Public Schools. Both Kyle and his wife have deeply invested in their community. Please keep this family in your thoughts and prayers as they navigate through an unfathomable journey. Coming up this Sunday, October 26th, starting at 12:30, there will be a the Southwestern Firemen's Club benefit drive-through dinner honoring the Merrick family. Sayre Senior Citizen Building there in Sayre. This benefit is to help the Merrick family with expenses, pulled pork sandwich, chips, dessert, soda, water, $12. Want to do more? There will be a donation bucket there available at the pickup. So this is starting at 12:30. It doesn't say what time they'll stop. I think probably stop until they when they do run out of food. But please, if you get a chance, this Sunday, 12:30, Sayre Senior Citizen Building, a drive-through dinner honoring the Merrick family. I know it'll be deeply appreciated from the Merrick family for all donations and meals bought there. It will really go for a long way with them. Kyle and his wife teaches at the Sayre Public Schools there. They would appreciate it. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Okay, let me see if I can pull this off again. We're going to listen, and we're not going to listen to all of it. We're going to listen to the first part of Corbett because he was caught way off guard yesterday. So hang on to here.
Wall with DV Auction, here with your feeder flash for Thursday, October the 23rd, brought to you in part by Superior Steel Sales. It's the go-to place for pipe and steel if you're looking to build your own corrals. And that's also the home of Superior Steel Sales, Superior Standard livestock handling equipment, which is super heavy, tough, guys, but you can still move it around. Very popular, doesn't bend, doesn't break. They have dealers all over the country, and you look on this map and you can see them. You don't have to go to Southwest Missouri. You can pick up their products at any of these dealers here. And if you have a dealership and you handle livestock equipment and you don't see your area represented on this map, get a hold of them at Superior Steel Sales and see about getting a dealership because they are looking to expand, guys. For more information, go to SuperiorSteelSales.com. Trump rattles the cattle industry, and I do mean rattled. I was very disappointed as a Trump supporter since the very get-go, and I've been very outspoken about how much I support Trump and his views and his issues and his stances on everything pretty much. But I was very disappointed on Wednesday when he come out with a post on Truth Social. And somebody sent it to me right away, and I didn't believe it. I thought it was fake news, but sure enough, it wasn't. But basically paraphrasing, he said, talking to the ranchers, said, as much as I love the ranchers, they don't understand that I am totally responsible for this fantastic market that they're enjoying right now. And if it hadn't been for me, they'd be doing terrible like they have been for the last 20 years. And it was a jolt. I mean, how insulting is that to the cattle people? I tell you what, I don't know how he misjudged us so much. But in fact, Trump misremembers his role in the historical cattle market rally. He did not have a role in it. Even with Biden, we were well on our way. And the reason we were well on our way has been well advertised. It was been years and years, basically 10 years and go down a long ways. It could be as many as 30 or 40 years of timely droughts in our major production areas. And we have whittled our cow herd down to nothing. It's been a lot of push from urban sprawl. It's been a lot of push from hunting reserves and things like that, and people using the land for recreation rather than cattle production. And basically, before this market rally come on this last time, we were pretty much just down to the cattle producers that were just doing it for the love of the game. They did it because they loved it. It didn't make sense. As you tried to write it down, pencil it out, it didn't make any sense. And a lot of them were getting frustrated. But then finally, it all caught up, and it also caught up right in line with our cycle. And it was time for the markets to go back up. And now we've extended that, so we've kind of blown the cycle out of water because we've extended it now. But finally, these cow-calf producers start getting paid for their calves and getting paid enough to where they can live, you know, more like they want to live, like they can upgrade equipment, like, and they can make improvements around their place. They can pay some of their old debt off and some things like that. And how refreshing has it been to be able to do that? But I tell you what, that post, it made me mad. My phone was blowing up, and even the biggest Trump supporters that I know were all mad at what he put out on Truth Social. And I tried to find as much out about it as I could. I'll share as much as I can with you folks on this. But I tell you what, they were ready to put out an announcement. The Secretary of Agriculture is ready to put out an announcement about some of the things she was going to do to try to promote, you know, larger herds domestically here in our cattle production. And so we were kind of, and I told you about it on the last visit, you know, we were getting ready for that and kind of excited to hear what she was going to say. Well, my good friend Jack Payne got invited to go to that. And he was there on site for the announcement. He had made friends with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins here just a few weeks ago when he and a contingent of other folks from out west that graze public lands like he does went out and had a meeting with her and got along really well with her. And in fact, it was this weekend, it was actually here today, that they were expecting that Brooke Rollins was going to be in Nevada Livestock Marketing in the auction there and have a group meeting, a roundtable type discussion with producers there. And of course, everybody in Nevada, you know, I think it's over 85% of the ground is owned by the government. So everybody there grazes public lands. And so and we were looking forward to that. We were going to be broadcasting that on DV Auction, so everybody could see it, and pretty excited about it. But as it turns out, the day before, on Tuesday, Trump had a sit-down roundtable meeting with establishment beef. And anytime you get establishment beef involved in the leadership in that, things are going to go haywire. Yes, establishment beef, the ones that hog all of your beef checkoff dollars and seem to be on the wrong side of every issue as it relates to the small producer every time it comes back around. Of course, you know, they're also representing the Packers, which is, you know, the coyotes watching the hen house there. So, you know, you get nervous every time the leaders from establishment beef show up to speak for the industry, when almost all your small producers are fed up with them. And then you had some other people that were leaders and supposed to be representing a bunch of other individuals and smaller groups that are supposed to have a common thing in mind about how to fix the cattle industry and how to promote it and things like that. Well, they pissed him off. You don't piss Trump off. He's boss, whether you like it or not. Instead of going in there, hat in hand, hat that you pulled off the rack in hand, going in there and giving him the respect that he deserves and thanking him for the things that he's been doing to keep the screwworm out of the country. But in fact, your establishment beef wasn't all that big on keeping the border closed to stop the screwworms, because their state affiliates down the Southern Plains desperately want that border open. So they haven't been too big on that, haven't been in favor of country of origin labeling, which most everybody in the industry is shaking their head at, and they can't believe it. But Yes, they pissed him off. They decided that the things that he had said earlier in the week about maybe getting more beef from Argentina to try to get the prices down for beef at the retail level and the food service level. So they were just standing strong on that, by God, and evidently basically demanded that he walk that back, and or they weren't going to come to the announcement that was to happen on Wednesday. If anybody's watched Trump, followed Trump, seen his path, knows how he is, he's not going to take that very well. You have to remember, Trump is always 2 to 3 moves ahead of everybody else, always. And he has been working with the president of Argentina, trying to get a good relationship going with them so he can do a lot of trading. As it turns out, Argentina has a large supply of rare earth minerals that we desperately need. And he's trying to get something going with them. And he wasn't just talking about keeping beef cheap. He was throwing a bone out there to the president of Argentina saying, hey, maybe we can do some more trading, take some of the tariffs and barriers off on their beef and bring in a little more beef and start, you know, cutting down on the price of beef. But establishment beef, oh my God, they just stood right there and just demanded that he take that back. What a hill to die on. Argentina is not a big beef hub, guys. They raise about a fourth as many cattle or as much beef as Brazil does. They're not a big importer of us. Last year, we imported more beef into this country than we ever have in a year, and they were eighth largest. Now, back in the day, in the 60s and early 70s, Argentina was a larger cattle producer than Brazil. But, you know, starting about 1980, when Brazil started destroying all of the rainforest and grazing more cattle, and then, of course, your Brazilian packers started taking over the world's protein production, they started getting bigger, and they got a whole lot bigger. But, you know, why pick Argentina? We have always imported some beef. Where are we going to get it from? What's wrong with Argentina? They're not sending us enough to grease the pan. Guys, you know, and he's talking about Trump saying maybe he was going to quadruple the quota before the tariffs kicked in for Argentina beef. They've already went past their quota, so they've already been paying the tariffs. If we took in all of that beef, if he quadrupled their quota and we took all of that in, it would amount to as much beef as about 36% of one weekly production here in the United States.
There you have it, Mr. Corbin Wall. I just thought I'd share that with you. Had a lot of people call me up and say, hey, you got to listen to this. And, you know, guys, with my show, I let you guys listen to both sides here on there, whether you agree with him or disagree with him. Just wanted to share it with you so you kind of hear what's going on out there. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the Crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance, covering all your pivot needs. Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots, from drivetrain components to sprinkler parts. Invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I had a text come in, and it reminded me I needed to brag on that man's daughter. Let's check it out here. First of all, let's do some new Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather. Let's go to, I've never been as far that way, if I can get to it. Whoa, me and computers. Well, I guess it's close enough. We're going to go to Medford. That's pretty close to Enid, isn't it? All right, well, maybe. 78 degrees, dew points 54, humidity's 42. Winds are out of the east at 12 miles an hour with gusts up to 19. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 64. Sunset at 6:46. Partly sunny and 77 today, 55 and 90% chance of showers tonight and tomorrow. 90% chance of rain showers and 66 for highs. I think I saved it. Hang on. Bear with me just a second here. I think I got it right here. Yeah, there it is. Check this out. Let's see. Faith Snayberger. Approximately 5,000 Oklahoma FFA students took the FFA Green Hand Quiz, and of that, 50 students qualified for the state competition. Miss Faith Snayberger from Burns Flat, she placed third yesterday in the state. So really proud of you for your dedication to the FFA as well as all of our other activities. Congratulations to Faith Snayberger for the Burns Flat Deal City FFA third place. Out of 5,000 is pretty good. Even third place out of 50 yesterday is really good. Me, if I went and took that quiz, they'd probably kick me out. I'd say something really, really silly. So here's the deal. I got some messages in from some people on what's been going on with administration in Washington and the cattle deal. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I know he's trying to make deals with other countries for trade and blah, blah, blah. And I think we just gave them, what, $30 billion or whatever, $20 billion. And really, in the big picture of everything, $20 billion today is nothing. It really isn't. But, you know, you take these manufacturers, car manufacturers, for example, you know, a bunch of them moved to, some of them moved to Mexico, or they're back over in Europe, and blah, 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 and stuff like that. And those prices on those vehicles, because they're saving money on labor or whatever it is, making parts and stuff, and it's not union labor and blah, blah, blah. So what's that mean? It means those big companies are making more money because they're saving money. And that's the name of the game with these big corporations: make more money, put less into our economy. And cattle industry, you know, like Corbin was saying there a while ago, whether you agree with him or disagree with what he was, all the things he says from day to day, you know, he's not a big fan of the checkoff and all this other stuff and the NCBA, and that's fine. That's what America's about. We can agree with somebody and we can disagree with anybody, and we're not going to get in a fist fight with it. But to go pick on cattle now that we're making money with our cattle, you know, it's not all what it seems. Yes, cattle prices are good. Those checks look really good. You bought a new vehicle lately? You bought a bag of Doritos for $6 lately? It ain't just beef. Everything's high. Vehicles, a nice pickup, $100,000. A really nice pickup, I mean. You know, I think that one we just bought was almost $55,000 or $60,000, and then it won't even have a diesel engine in it. So it's just the government needs to stay out of the cattle business. We can take care of ourselves. It's supply and demand right now why the prices are high. And the heifer retention is started and or has started, and just leave it alone. Go deal with something else besides cattle. And I don't know what the answer to that. Don't care. Right now, just keep your nose out of our cattle industry. Also, I need to share this with you. FSA is open, and this is for Beckham County only, but you need to call your county office to get verification on all this. But in Beckham County, they will have Brett will be there from 8 o'clock till noon each day, and he can sign checks that are joint with FSA, okay? 8 o'clock to noon each day. Don't show up at 1 o'clock. He's not going to be there because they are limited to what they can do. Only Brett can sign those checks, so anyone needing a check needs to be there from 8 to 12. And that's for Beckham County. If they need to go to another farm loan office, they will need to call that office to find out when they will be there. Farm loan are only coming in 4 hours a day. And so it's good news. That's better than nothing. And so basically just some political stuff going on nationwide here. So 8 to noon is the only time in Beckham County Brett can sign checks. 8 to noon. You guys got that? Also, I didn't know what was going on. Now I will see here. I didn't know this. The Sayre FFA is going to be having their labor auction tonight at the Sayre Elementary Cafeteria in Sayre, America. Please go out and support your local FFA chapters, and that's the only ones. I didn't even know that was going on. I should have known now. Where was you at, Monty Tucker? So, all right, let's take a break. And our last break here, our Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. A more positive interview I want to share with you. I guess I'm low man on the totem pole now. Our man, the Cotton King down there in Wichita County, he's gone big. He's got away from the local radio station. Now he's got big. He had a really good interview with Casey Shepard, and I want to share that with you guys after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good.
See
you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 20th. 1,746 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 413 brought 520. 13 at 467 brought 505. 12 at 550 brought 460. 23 at 560 brought 467.50. 12 at 601 brought 392.50. 79 at 667 brought $4 even. 16 at 922 brought 331. 10 head of heifers at 409 brought 400. 7 at 525 brought 372.50. 16 at 560 brought 375. 17 at 628 brought 342. 70 at 740 brought 356. 15 at 897 brought 301. 8 at 1026 brought 305. Butcher cows were 50 to 173. Butcher bulls brought 130 to 210. Bred cows 1500 to 2900. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, guys, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do the Cotton Kings interview with Casey Shepard tomorrow. I'm going to be about a minute short, having enough time to hear the whole thing, and I don't want to mess it up. So we'll do it tomorrow. Sorry about that. First of all, let's check out some weather in Grand Field, Oklahoma, 79 degrees. This is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 2.61, humidity's 54, the winds are out of the south, southwest at 11 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 70 degrees, sunset at 6:53, 20% chance of showers today and 86 for a high, tonight thunderstorms likely, 60% chance, 62 for a low, tomorrow 90% chance of rain showers and 77 for a high, with southeast winds 15 to 16 with 20 miles an hour gusts. If you guys see Jimmy Rhodes, you need to ask him about checking into the airport. I don't know, I remember if it was Oklahoma City or at Washington, D.C., but, you know, he wears coveralls, or oh, not coveralls, but overalls, and he's got those metal snaps on him, and he said the, what is it, TSA or TWAs or T WS's or whatever they do that does the check-ins up there was getting a little frisky with him yesterday. So he called me last night on his way home from Oklahoma City after going up there and seeing two of his uncles, his dad's brothers, and it just don't get any better. His poor wife, she's got to deal with that every day. And no wonder the kids moved out when they was like 12. No, I'm just kidding. Kids are still there. He's got some great kids. I've worked with his son for a little while here when we was completing wells up around Putnam and Tologa. So good deal. I'm in the middle. I'm almost done. I'm two thirds done with harvesting my peanuts. And last night, we finally got a truck. Every peanut farmer in Texas and Oklahoma was trying to beat this weather, and it ain't going to happen, but they're going to do their best to try it. So our trailers are kind of hard to come by, but we was trucking right along, and so my ex-brother-in-law, JW, we'll call him, he stopped by because he was down there here helping Gary Ripito, and I guess that'll teach him not to stop by my place anymore. So he stopped by to check out what was going on with my operation, and Nelson and I were pretty busy filling trucks up, doing all this. And I made the corner, and he looked up there, and I guess he seen a gap in my basket on top of my combine. So he called me, and I was like, what? So I pushed it down with the hydraulics, and it wouldn't stay down. I was like, oh, no. And so that hydraulic cylinder that I was telling you guys that him and I rebuilt last weekend, that I had to weld the nut on for desperation, just try to get through. We haven't tore it apart yet, but it probably gave way. It wasn't holding. It was leaking. It was bypassing on both sides, had pressure on both sides of it. So what are we going to do? I mean, I'm one of those guys. I want to get my peanuts down to Wellington, and I want to be done. And so a couple days ago, the guy that I bought my combine from, I seen him here at Junior's down here south of Elk City, and he said, hey, I think there's a combine down there west of Randy Patton's that them guys got that just like that one, probably if you ever need a parts. Well, wild chance, I called the owner of that combine that was sitting there abandoned behind some hay bales, and yeah, go down there and get them both. So I went down, Jeremy and I ran down there, sure enough, there was just one on there. Somebody had already got the other one. So we got it back to the field, and I happened to have, when I ordered those seal kits from John Deere, I had them send me three. And sure enough, I had an extra seal kit for that same hydraulic cylinder. And because when he pulled the rod out and pushed it in, nothing but water in that hydraulic cylinder. So got that going, man. I think we're down maybe an hour, hour and a half, taking hydraulic cylinder off, rebuilding, putting a new one back on there. So I got to thrash some peanuts last night until about 10 o'clock, till we got the truck full and the hopper full. So anyway, just a crazy night in the peanut field. Can't beat them. All right, let's see here. Earlier Corbin was talking about meeting with those ranchers out there in Utah. Well, there's a reason behind it, because there's a bill right now that the Senate Ag Committee advances, and it's a key wildfire bill. So what they're talking about is opening more federal land to grazing to prevent wildfires. And so the committee at the U.S. Senate has approved it, and now it's going to the whenever it'll go to that Senate vote, whenever that happens, and then President Trump can sign off on it, and that's pretty good. That'll help some. It ain't going to 100% prevent wildfires, but it won't get as crazy. And so I hope that passes. That'd be pretty wayno deal going there. Also, I didn't get to discuss it yesterday, but Machine Repeat, record-breaking used hay baler and seed drill headline Pete's pick of the week. Hay and livestock producers are finishing up on a solid year in specialized equipment. This New Holland BR7060 round bale with 7,700 bales on it sold for $31,000. That topped the previous auction price of $29,000. And then in the same auction, a Hay Duster 107 10-foot no-till drill with 1,110 acres on it sold for $22,000, which once again broke the previous record by $2,000. Oh, some good stuff going on out there in the used machinery. $31,000 for a New Holland baler with 7,700 bales on it. That's pretty good. So good out for them. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I appreciate your feedback. And like I said, don't be offended from what I do on the show talking about Argentina or the cattle deal. I'm just telling you how it is out there, what I'm hearing from other people. Not my opinion. You'll know it when it's my opinion. So if you got an opinion you want to share, I'll share it. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust in Elk City, Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.